He was making Bran angry. "I don't have to tell you my dreams. I'm the prince. I'm the Stark in Winterfell." "Was it summer?" "You be quiet. The night of the harvest feast. You dreamed you were summer in the God's Wood, didn't you?"
"Stop it," Bran shouted. Summer slid toward the weirwood, his white teeth bared.
Jojen Reed took no mind. "When I touched Summer, I felt you in him, just as you are in him now."
"You couldn't have. I was in bed. I was sleeping."
"You were in the God's Wood, all in grey."
"It was only a bad dream." Jojen stood.
"I felt you. I felt you fall. Is that what scares you? The falling?"
"The falling," Bran thought. "And the Golden Man, the Queen's brother, he scares me too, but mostly the falling." He did not say it, though. How could he? He had not been able to tell Sir Roderick or Maester Lewin, and he could not tell the Reeds either. If he didn't talk about it, maybe he would forget. He had never wanted to remember. It might not even be a true remembering.
"Do you fall every night, Bran?" Jojen asked quietly.
A low, rumbling growl rose from Summer's throat, and there was no play in it. He stalked forward, all teeth and hot eyes. Mira stepped between the wolf and her brother, spear in hand.
"Keep him back, Bran.
Jojen is making him angry." Mira shook out her net.
"It's your anger, Bran," her brother said. "Your fear."
"It isn't. I'm not a wolf." Yet he'd howled with them in the night, and tasted blood in his wolf dreams.
"Part of you is Summer, and part of Summer is you. You know that, Bran."
Summer rushed forward, but Mira blocked him, jabbing with a three-pronged spear. The wolf twisted aside, circling, stalking. Mira turned to face him.
"Call him back, Bran."
"Summer?" Bran shouted. "To me, Summer!" He slapped an open palm down on the meat of his thigh. His hand tingled, though his dead leg felt nothing.